Calling 2013 the year of common ground, the Adirondack Council's State of the Park report assessed more than 100 actions by local, state, and government agencies, officials, and organizations that impacted the Adirondack Park. It offers a thumbs up or down for each assessment. The report analyzes actions taken by the governor, state legislature, the courts, the state attorney general, the DEC and APA, local and federal government, and miscellaneous agencies. While Governor Cuomo won high praise for his Adirondack Park policies and promotion, local government received the high marks. Council spokesman John Sheehan says the report highlights how modern society can live in harmony with nature.
Recognizing more than ever that their communities depend upon the health and beauty of the public forest preserve for their survival. But importantly, at the same time, environmental organizations such as the Adirondack Council are recognizing that sustainable and successful communities are vital to the public's enjoyment of the park and the park's future, and that their support for lands and waters really translates into support for conservation in general. And this year, community leaders and environmentalists really made progress on issues of mutual concern.
The council gave local government 12 thumbs up and only 3 thumbs down for their work on Adirondack issues.
On their own, local governments took on major environmental protection roles this year. For example, the town of Chester imposed the park's first mandatory boat inspection program at Loon Lake to stop nuisance aquatic invasive species from being carried in by infested motorboats. Other communities improved local zoning, they restored riverbanks that had been damaged by storms, and they switched from imported fossil fuels to renewable, low-emission local fuels. And all of these will have an impact on both the economy and the environment of the park for years to come.
The Adirondack Common Ground Alliance and the Adirondack Partnership are examples of groups that have been working to find compromise on Adirondack issues. Adirondack Association of Towns and Villages President and Town of Wells Supervisor Brian Towers says this report is a reflection of that work.
We're all probably coming to the center to some degree. We really have been trying to find those areas that we could work together on. We all got to live here, or we want to live here. We need to find a way to sustain our communities, to grow our communities, but also be conscious of the environmental sensitivity of the area that we live in.
The State of the Park 2013 is one of the most positive reports that has been issued by the council. Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Chair and Town of Chester Supervisor Fred Monroe is pleased to see positive results of the council working with local communities.
The council has strived over the last year to work closely with local government on issues where we agree. I mean, there's still a number of issues where we disagree, but at least on the issues where we agree, I think we've made progress over this year, and there's hopeful signs for the future that we'll continue to make progress. You know, looking back at past reports, it's a change in approach by the council, and there's a willingness to work with the local government on the areas where we do agree.
While the report is quite positive, there are some problems that still need to be addressed. The council's John Sheehan says personnel losses at DEC and APA are a primary concern.
Many of the criticisms that we leveled at those agencies were based on the fact that they have far fewer people than they used to have and are not capable of carrying out the duties that they once were. These are things that we think can be addressed with additional money in those agencies. And we also believe that in the year ahead that there is an opportunity for real transformational change on things like how the agencies function and on the way the state and local governments handle invasive species. We're looking to the state for some leadership on that.
A link to the Adirondack Council State of the Park 2013 report is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.